It was pretty amazing. I think, you know, for my family, for my friends, my parents, it was an unbelievable experience. I think that True North, the Manitoba Moose, Mark Chipman, Craig Heisinger, you know what? It was just an unbelievable experience. I can't even really put it into words. I've said that the last few interviews. It's just, it's so hard to describe something like this. It's not something you think about when you're a kid, or you don't grow up, you know, you dream of playing in the NHL or scoring a goal. You don't really dream of something like this happening. But it was really amazing. You know what? I wasn't expecting it at all. It was, when Craig Heisinger had called me, it was in the summer in July, and, I was with my eldest daughter. We were out getting some groceries or something, and my phone rang, and I was about to get out of my truck, and it was Zinger, and he called me and asked me, and I kind of got choked up. I was like, wow, I had totally off guard. And my daughter, she thought something was wrong, and she's like, Dad, what happened? You know? And so it was a pretty, it was just, the whole thing was really, really neat. It was pretty cool, you know, seeing my number and name go up there, but to me, that's just a small part of it. I think there are so many people that have a piece of that don't know it, or maybe they do know it. Like, you know what, my parents, you know what, that's our name and our number up there. That's my wife and our kids. That's their name and their number up there. Craig Heisinger, Mark Chipman, Mike Keane, my brother, Jason, everybody has a little piece of that. And to be able to see them, how proud they were and see the look on their faces, and that was probably one of the neatest things as well. On ice, there's a few things that stood out, a few goals, a few really cool moments on ice. I think probably the biggest memories I have are off ice. Some of the players that I was able to play with, some of the coaches I worked with. You know what? Brian Chapman, Randy Gillen, Scott O'Neill are some of the players. You know what? Randy Carlisle, who coached me, Alan Vigneault, Stan Smeal. And then as well as, you know what, some of the younger coaches in my career, earlier on in my career, the junior coaches like Rick Aduno or, you know what, Don Smith, who was out of Kenora when I played Boise Cascade there. There was just so many different people that helped me along the way that I think that the relationships with those people are what you remember most.
You've had such a storied career. What would you say to young hockey players growing up, let's say in the Sulicaut area?
You know what? I would say don't be afraid of failure. I think every single day you have an opportunity to get better. You have an opportunity to make good decisions. If you want to be a professional hockey player, find out the ways, the lifestyle you need to lead, the off ice, on ice, everything you need to do, and give it your best, because you know what? That's all you can do.
And lastly, just to update our listeners, what are you doing now?
I'm working with the Jets, doing player development. I've been doing it for about 9 years now, since I retired from my last few years in Germany. Basically, going around and trying to help our young draft picks and prospects wherever they're playing, whether that be junior, college, American League, just trying to help them find their way to the NHL.